Arriving. Arriving this morning. Arriving in this moment. In this body. Landing. Landing in this body. In this moment. In this moment in time. This body alive. Sitting and breathing. The physicality of having a body. With each breath, landing, arriving some more. Especially at the beginning of a retreat, when there may be many thoughts, plans, memories, moving back into the past or traveling the future, the body here, right now, feeling, landing, stabilizing in the physicality of the body allows the mind to settle, to become calm. To stabilize the mind. With the anchor of the body. Just feeling the body breathe, be alive, just this body sitting and breathing at first. That general diffuse knowledge. Of the body posture. We'll start with that. Not too effortful, but just gentle, gentle, kind, receiving the sensations, the feelings of this body sitting, the touch points. Of your hands touching each other or your lap. your bottom touching the cushion or the chair. If you're sitting on a chair, your feet touching the ground. Or if you're in a cushion, your legs touching each other, touching the ground, the touch points, the contact points of this body. Again, diffuse, relaxed, receiving, receiving these sensations to anchor, to ground the mind, to settle the mind. I'd like to invite you to bring your attention, your awareness ever so gently to receiving, to feeling the sensations in your face, starting with your forehead. Noticing if there is any tightness in the forehead, perhaps if there is any squeezing of the eyebrows, trying too hard to focus, let that go. The out-breath softening the forehead. The eyes, letting them relax, letting them fall back in the socket. Softening, letting go of any tension. Cheeks, softening, allowing gravity to be pulling down on your face, on your cheeks. You don't have to hold your face up into a particular mask or way of looking, just relaxing the muscles, letting gravity pull down. Softening, softening. Noticing your jaw, if there's any tension in the jaw. Letting it drop, open even. Your chin, your ears, whole face. Bringing attention to the neck and to the shoulders. We often hold a lot of tension. In the shoulders and neck. Softening, relaxing, letting go in the out-breath. No need. To hold tight, no need, no need. You can put it down, you can put it down. Softening the arms, upper arms, lower arms. If the hands, the fingers, letting them go limp. Ah, nothing to do. The more relaxed and soft the body is, the more relaxed and malleable and calm the mind can become. They are intertwined. Feeling the chest softening, the upper back, the lower back, the belly. Allowing the belly, the abdomen to be soft. Relax, no need to hold it in. Let it hang out, relaxed, soft. Feeling your sit bones, your bottom on the cushion or the chair, the touch points. Feeling, sensing, receiving the sensations there and relaxing, softening, letting go. Your bottom, the groin area, relaxing, softening. The upper legs, soft, lower legs, relaxed. The feet. Feeling your whole body. Checking in again if any tension has crept in to any area. Gently softening and relaxing. Letting go with the out-breath. And if you think your body's completely relaxed and soft, still seeing if there's a little more tension with the next out-breath. Ah, and freeing that up, dropping in a little more deeply into a sense of ease. Letting go. Spaciousness. Letting the breath move on its own. You've been breathing this whole time. Let the breath continue to breathe itself naturally. Don't make breathing into a project. You are not breathing. The breath is breathing itself. Let it do so naturally. Moving as if a wind or a breeze moving gently through your body. Moving in with the in-breath, moving out with the out-breath. Moving into your belly, your chest, your whole body, even down to your toes. Breath moving throughout the body. And allow yourself to perceive, to receive the breath, the sensations of the breath. If in the abdomen, feeling the sensations of the abdomen expanding and contracting naturally. Or whatever other sensations of breathing are most prominent for you. Receiving, sensing the sensations of this breath, this in-breath. This out-breath. Right here, right now, in this moment, intimate, very intimate. Feeling the sensations within the whole framework of the body, the whole frame of the body. Relaxed, soft, receiving. And if another sensation in the body becomes more prominent than the breath, it's okay to open up to it and receive that for a while. Be with that sensation for some time. Before returning to the sensations of the breath, whenever it seems appropriate, when the other sensations of the body lose their prominence, you can always go back. It's your anchor, the breath within the body. And when you find your mind, your attention, your awareness is resting not on the breath in the body anymore, but on a thought or a plan or a memory. It's wandered off to a far-off destination. It's okay. You're not doing this practice wrong. It's simply what happens. That's what our minds do. Simply notice what the mind, what the attention is resting on now. And with friendliness, with kindness, without judgment, there is no need. Attention can be like a puppy, like a young puppy that wanders off. And you wouldn't hit the puppy, just gently saying, hello, come back. Ever so gently, guiding the attention, the awareness, the puppy, to come back and rest with the breath, with the body. And if you find that this morning you are very sleepy and falling asleep, that is normal. It happens. The best thing to do is stand up. Do standing meditation in this moment. There is no shame. Stand up. And you can also keep your eyes open a little bit. Stand exactly where you are. Wonderful. You can also open your eyes just a little bit to let some light in. Having a soft gaze on the floor. In fact, as I see, many of you are feeling tired this morning. I am going to stand up for the rest of the time to demonstrate it's perfectly fine to do standing meditation and to encourage you to do the same. feeling your body, feeling the breath moving, the sensations of the breath within the body, in breath, out breath. Breathing in, breathing out, and feeling the sensations of the body. Even though there is nothing wrong with thinking or planning per se, at the beginning of the retreat, when we're trying to calm and unify the mind first, it might be helpful to say, not now, when thoughts, plans, memories come up, simply bow to them. Thank you, I see you. But not now, and put them down, put them to the side, telling them that you'll come back to them later. But right now, in this moment, you're giving yourself to the practice of calming, unifying, stabilizing the mind. So you can see more clearly and be more present. And then you will return later to the thoughts. Not now. Not now. A very friendly, not now. For the last minutes of this period, I invite you to open up, including sounds, as an experience to receive and notice. Expanding spaciously, including the sounds in the environment around you in the room, outside, as you are perceiving, noticing, receiving the breath within the framework of the body. Allowing for a larger, more spacious framework or frame for the breath to move in and out of and be an anchor to. So especially at the beginning of a retreat, can be really helpful to anchor in the body, sensations of the body, and sensations of the breath within the body, receiving, to calm, collect, train the mind. And the device that I mentioned, not now, when thoughts assail you, which will happen, probably has already happened. Anyone for whom it has not happened, when they come, just say, not now, not now. Put them aside. I'll come back to you, dear thought, plan. I'll come back to you. But right now, I'm giving myself to this practice. And know that later you'll have a different mind. Einstein says we can't solve our problems with the same mind that created them. So put them down. Know that you'll have a different mind at the end of the retreat. You'll come back to them. Promise them you won't ignore them forever. But right now, just give yourself to this practice. Calming, settling, observing, training. Couple of quick announcements. One is that some of you have practice meetings today at 2:30 with Inez and myself. Inez will be in room 1, which is next to the manager's office. It's by the main hall. Room 100, there is a sign, but it's basically behind room 1 on the other side. You go through a little tiny hallway as you walk down the stairs. As you go down towards the kitchen, there's a little hallway to the right. You'll find room 100. That's where I will be. And the second announcement is that, as Inez mentioned last night, today at the end of the 10:15 sit, so around, say, 10:55, I think that would end up being, we'll have a posture clinic. We'll share some guidance as to how to sit, hopefully more easily and pain-free, and we'll go around the room. So that's it for me, and Inez will share walking meditation instructions.
So walking... Walking is a continuation of mindfulness of the body. And I really want to encourage those of you who haven't yet found your walking practice as being an integral part of your practice to really consider it, that walking meditation is just as vital, just as powerful as sitting meditation can be. So some people have more affinity for one. If you're like a very, very restless, sometimes some people, it's actually easier for them to do walking meditation because they're expending some energy. And so we're all a little different, you know, and we take to things, you know, some of us might take a little bit more work to really settle into the walking meditation. Some people takes less. And for those of you, I'm going to give some instruction in a moment, but those of you who already have a walking practice and you really enjoy your walking practice, it's a part of your life, feel free to leave. But if you have you've been doing a walking practice, but you don't really love it, and you'd like some guidance to just how to make it a little bit more connected, stay. And I'll do that at a little extra piece at the end of the regular walking instruction. So if you'd like to go ahead and leave now, those of you who who don't want to stay for the walking instruction, feel free to leave. And in a moment, I'll go ahead and begin. So we normally do this practice we can do it at three different paces, you know, very, very slow. And if you've watched, sometimes people kind of look a little bit like zombies moving around. And then there's a kind of a little bit faster, and then there's like a, kind of what you do for a brisk pace. And for different reasons, we might want to use different paces. So, you know, the advantage of really slow, it's like easier to kind of stay focused on the really detailed sensations. But a lot of us have back issues, and walking really slowly can be really hard on the back. Or some people have balance. You know, if you walk really slowly, you kind of feel like you're toppling over. And so it's really important for when you do walking meditation that it doesn't feel like too steep a gradient. So do the pace that feels comfortable. The other thing is if you're really sleepy, sometimes walking faster can really bring your energy up. One of my teachers, he had a great way of doing the practice. He would take the 45-minute period, and he would start out really fast, get his energy up for the first 15 minutes. Then he would kind of do a middle level. And then before he went back into sitting, he'd go really slow. And that seemed, you know, that was like a rhythm that he liked. So find your own rhythm when you do this. The primary thing is to stay connected with your body as you do this. So it's not a walk in nature. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with walking in nature, but it's really staying connected with the sensations of the body. And there's a number of ways of doing this, but the way that we often usually teach it is to notice the sensations in the feet and legs, because that's what's moving. So we're going to go ahead and practice it here. So just we normally use an area that's about 20 feet long. And so we go back and forth. And part of the idea of going back and forth is that you're not going anywhere. It's obvious, you know, sometimes when you go for a walk, it's like, okay, you've got a goal. There's no goal. It's just back and forth. And one of the things that I like to do is when I reach the end of my 20 feet is to kind of commit myself to stay present for the next 20 feet. And it's a very sweet way of really staying connected. So right now, we'll just walk about 3 or 4 feet, you know, so find a spot. You can just walk a few feet in front of you just to get the experience of it. So we break the steps. We're going to start slowly with 3 parts. So lifting, where you lift the heel, the process of moving, and the process of placing. And we can sub-vocalize in the mind, just like we suggested earlier with the breath, in, out. You can do the same thing. So lifting, moving, placing. And, you know, let the eyes be soft. They can look, you know, a few feet in front of you, not looking at your feet. And then if you've walked enough, stop for a moment. And as you turn, keep lifting, moving, placing as you turn around. Keep the attention as you turn around. And then recommit to stay present for every single step. Lifting, moving, placing. You know, the words, only if they're helpful to you. Some people really find it really helps keep them connected. Other people don't. So see what works for you. So go ahead and stop for a moment. And you can do whatever's comfortable for your hands. Some people leave them at their side. Some people interlace them in front or in back. There isn't a right way to hold yourself. Just do what's comfortable that way. So the next pace is a little bit faster. So we're only going to do lifting, placing. So this is just like a stroll. Lifting, placing, lifting, placing. Just what feels like a stroll to you, that seems like the natural. And feel the sensations in the feet, the sensations in the leg. Stay connected as you turn around. And go ahead and take a moment and stop for a moment. And close your eyes for a moment. And just standing there, feel the sensations of your feet on the ground. The weight of your body, shift to the right a little bit. Notice how the sensations change to the left, forward. Notice those feelings in the feet and back, the feet and legs, whatever shows up. And go ahead and open your eyes again. And now let's go the way you might if you're doing a brisk walk. And that's brisk walk, you might just want to go around the periphery of the center instead of back and forth. But you can sub-vocalize step, step. Some people count, but some people find just the word step works really well. Just to keep your attention with each step. So just a normal, fast walk, fast energizing walk. Okay, go ahead and stop for a moment. Okay, so before I go on to the last thing I want to talk about, are there any questions so far? Yes. Do it only if you need it. That's really the thing. It's like if your mind's really sleepy, you that energy feels better. There is, and one of the things you can do is just notice more of the body. One of the things that I've liked to do when I do a brisk walking is feel my whole body. So I just feel the whole body moving through space, and that gives your attention a lot more to hold on to. And so that can work really well. Anybody else? Any other questions? Okay, so before I say the last piece, if you haven't done this before, try what I just showed you, you know, the slow, the medium, the fast. Don't complicate it. For some people, and I'm one of those people, I had a really hard time figuring out how to do walking meditation for myself. And so this method I'm going to mention is would really, really help my mind, because my mind likes more complexity. And so what I do is I do the walking to the rhythm of my breath. So if I'm walking really slow, it would be inhale, exhale with the other foot. If I'm walking a little bit faster, I might do, it depends on the rhythm, you know, but basically one of the things you can do if you walk fast is do three steps to a breath or four steps to a breath, depending what your breath capacity is, what feels natural without straining. So it might look like this, like inhale, exhale. Yeah, so you're actually counting steps that way. And same thing in the middle, you might end up doing, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. So just find a rhythm that you can use the breath, so it just keeps your attention really focused. Experiment, see if that works for you. Don't try to get it exactly right, just see how it flows for you. So any questions about that? Great. So go ahead and, if you go outside, it's beautiful out right now, and enjoy your walking. And we'll be back here in a little bit.